with scores, highlights, and headlines for all professional and collegiate sports. Get hyped for 107.7 The Bronc Retro's
The Overtime.
Welcome to The Overtime on 107.7 The Bronc Retro WRRC2, a 2023 and 2024 nominee for an Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award for Best Online Streaming College Radio Station in the country. I'm your host, Jordan Hirsch. Let's begin at Madison Square Garden, where the Rangers knocked off the Capitals 4-3 in Game 2. Washington got on the board first as Connor McMichael lit the lamp just over 5 minutes in. Less than 3 minutes later, Vincent Trocheck evened the score at 1, and Mika Zibanejad tacked on a power play tally to give New York a 2-1 lead after the opening period. In the second, Dylan Strome would light the lamp to pull the Caps back even. However, just over 8 minutes later, Jack Roslovic let go of a wicked sharp-angle snipe.
10 seconds left on the penalty to Carlson. That one scores! Roslovic! The power play goal and a 3-2 Ranger lead on a shot that went into the net and came out very quickly.
Audio provided by ESPN.com. Later in the stanza, Keandre Miller would strike shorthanded to give the Blue Shirts a 2-goal advantage. In the third, Tom Wilson would get one back on the power play, but it was not enough as the Rangers now lead this first-round series 2-0. Moving on to Major League Baseball, where the Yankees took down the A's 4-3. Oakland took an early 1-0 lead in the top of the first on an RBI double by Seth Brown, but that lead was short-lived because in the bottom of the inning, Giancarlo Stanton would drive in a pair with a two-bagger of his own to put New York in front, which set the stage for the next batter, Anthony Rizzo.
A 3-2. Rizzo drives that in the air to right. Deep and gone. Anthony Rizzo breaks out, and so do the Yankee bats. It's a four spot in the first.
Audio provided by MLB.com. The Athletics would answer back over the next three innings with solo shots off the bats of Shea Langeliers and Lawrence Butler, but that would be all the scoring for this one. On the mound, the Yanks received a nice outing from right-hander Marcus Stroman, who got the win with 5 1/3 innings, allowed 7 hits, 3 runs, and struck out 9 to help the Bombers improve to 16-8 this season. Out in Cincinnati, the Phillies were hammered by the Reds 8-1. Philadelphia got the scoring started in the top of the first with an RBI double from Alec Boehm, but that would be all the offense they could muster. A Christian Encarnacion Strand RBI double in the bottom of the inning would lock the score at 1. In the third, Cincinnati would piece together a 4-run, 2-out rally, highlighted by some sloppy defense to take a 5-1 lead. 2 innings later, Elly De La Cruz clobbered his 7th big fly of the season to extend Cincy's lead to 6. Finally, in the bottom of the 8th, Santiago Espinal added a solo homer for good measure. On the bump, it was a rare short outing for a Phil's starter, as Christopher Sanchez lasted only 3 innings, gave up 4 hits, 5 runs, just one of which was earned, and struck out 3. The loss snaps the Phillies' 7-game win streak and drops their record to 15-9. And finally, let's bounce things over to the NBA, where Sixers guard Tyrese Maxey was named Most Improved Player. Maxey averaged 25.9 points, 6.2 assists, and 3.7 rebounds per game this season. The fourth-year player received 51 first-place votes and is now the second Sixer all-time to win the award. Thank you for listening to The Overtime on 107.7 The Bronc Retro, winner of a 2022 and 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting System Media Award for Best Sports Update. Live from Rider University, I'm Jordan Hirsch.
And we are officially over time. Before you start throwing punches, know that you can listen to all past and future episodes of The Overtime at 1077thebronc.com/overtime. Just click on your podcasting platform of choice. Let's get back into the music that made the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s only on 1077 The Bronc Retro.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?